Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
I heard of Phyllis Schaffler. I think it was Phyllis Schaffer. Mm-hmm. We'll be having a lot more things coming out about all this kind of stuff. But, you know, out of all the countries, this is, you know, what happened in the 60s and what was said and the Communist Manifesto that was laid out for our country, which is... not who we were. We're not a communist country. Then when they laid that out, they just had to start calling our good bad. They had to start saying when people weren't oppressed, they had to start saying they were oppressed. But there was people oppressed. But and for example, just they started making the mother and the wife feel really bad. You know, began to create write books and say things that caused her to feel like, you know, I thought I was happy, but I realized I just need to. You know, it's raising kids stuff and enjoying, you know, my family and being a wife and maybe, you know, working as well, whatever it is, that there needs to be more.
Right.
You know, and
that wasn't enough,
but it was because what they were being told. They were being told by, and we'll be revealing some of this coming up in the future on VFN Radio, the progression. It's literally the Communistic Manifesto. And they've accomplished everything that they wanted to accomplish that they laid out in those days. And it started, you know, in the 1930s, where we basically put an atheist over our school system to begin to write books and curriculum. And they turned the Declaration of Independence into an economic issue versus all the other reasons why we left Great Britain. And everything, and what's crazy is everything could have been great for our lives, but we started believing the press, and all of a sudden we start thinking, well, it's not that good. Maybe it's better somewhere else. But now I'm seeing people, you know, say very, you know, openly. I'm seeing, you know, where women are trying to, I mean, they're doing so many things. It's amazing what a married working mother does in a day. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, it's just amazing. And what I heard recently, you know, some ladies were talking and, you know, some pretty prominent ladies, they said, you know, we were trying to have it all. We were trying to do it all, you know, trying to be, you know, the CEO and trying to be the mother and the wife and all that. And several relationships later and things got all over the place. So, you know, they found out we just couldn't do it. Mm. And it's an unrealistic expectation of any human being to have that many hats on, you know? And so now you see a tide of people rediscovering where we were originally before the enemy started lying to us and telling us where we were was wrong. And there had to be something better out there, you know? And we, because of that, you know, we have like over 50% divorce rate. Mm-hmm. We have, over 7% of all the children in Idaho, it was surveyed that they are tried or wanted to commit suicide. I have all these stats I'll be bringing out really soon. And the whole purpose of communism, the whole purpose of it, is to dethrone God from our minds and from our heart. You know, that was the goal of, you know, Karl Marx is what he said. I want to dethrone God, you know, and it's turning to government and man instead of God. And but yet, you know, providing for needs is not wrong. And so somehow we're going to have to figure out, you know, how to humbly depend on God and do what's right before him in hopes that he would, you know, allow us to maintain or keep a country called America.
Sure.
And that's why we're here. That's why the reason why we're talking to you right now and why we're on VFN Radio and we have VFN TV every single day and 24 hours a day is because we wanted to begin a conversation that God could take over us and we could begin to listen to what he's saying. And then we could begin to change our minds because we've been so inundated by so many wrong things. And, you know, one of the things that the Communist Manifesto was, you need to take over media. Well, media is totally taken over. I mean, everything degrading to the family, everything degrading to the man, everything degrading to a father, everything degrading to a mother's role.
Sure.
Everything that's supposed to be good about children or law or all this, that it's just everything. It's like everything. I mean, the gender dysphoria and all the different things taking place. It's like, is there any program that's being played through media that is encouraging in the ways of God? And the thing is that it's intentional. It's not accidental.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This whole thing's intentional because you have to first take a moral people, and you have to do away with their morals, because freedom only exists in a moral culture. If you remove, all of a sudden there's no morals anymore, you know, and nobody's morally perfect. But at the cross, you know, through repentance, God forgives us for immoral behavior. We acknowledge it. But then he empowers us to walk morally before him in a way that we never would before. And when we take that humble attitude towards God, God may allow us to be able to keep the freedom, but freedom only exists. And I believe it was John Adams, our second president of the United States, says that freedom can only exist for moral people. Mm-hmm. So they knew in the Communist Manifesto, they knew that they had to begin to undermine our moral culture. They had to undermine our education, begin to start with the kids, you know. This is a child shall lead them. You know, what it is you, if you train a child up in the wrong way, you know, then they'll be the future leaders and the CEOs and future teachers and all of that. And isn't it interesting, too, that most of our difficulties happening on university campuses across the nation, well, you know, the 60s culture of you know, I want to blow the government up, the government's wrong.
Right.
They, you know, I got so many things I'm going to be sharing on all of that. But understand, we're not going to be able to walk out of this in ignorance. We're going to have to know how we got here.
Sure.
And you cannot, you know, lay down with snakes and act shocked that you got bit.
That's right.
You know, and you can't say I want God and Satan both. You can't say I want darkness and light both. You know, you have to make up your mind. And then the thing is, the mindset that's been changed is that the enemy's convinced a lot of God's people that it's not a winning proposition to choose 100% light. You know, you hear people say, oh, well, there's no, you know, I wouldn't have fun. And I wouldn't. It's like, is hell going to be fun? You know, is, and if you look long enough, because it's only pleasures of sin for a day, it doesn't last. For a season, I went and, you know, worked in law enforcement and go walk through the jails. You see every age, every gender, everybody that runs after sin, it all ends up running after them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard somebody say, you're trying to scare hell into them. It's like, no, I'm trying to scare hell out of them. There are going to be things and people in hell that you have never ever seen in your life before, and you're going to be with them.
I like
unless
what
you repent. You
yeah.
know, you got to get real about it. You got to get real.
You know, if somebody teaches the hell out of you or scares the hell out of you, rejoice, because hell's out of you, right?
So the hell is out.
The hell is out. And hell would be, you know, dark ways and ways that the enemy would want us to go other than God. But the lie that the enemy sold over these years, these atheists who sold the few handful, it just takes 10% of a people to be moving in one direction to change the entire nation. Most people, you have people that, you know, make things happen. Some people think about making things happen, but most people, I'm telling you, most people just wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's happening right now is they've pushed and pushed and tried to prod to get Americans to go in the streets to be fighting each other and be divided, and they've tried to pit everybody against everybody. Any division is amazing. I've never seen so many, you know, concepts. Maybe this will work. Maybe that'll work. Mm. Even to the point, Eric Holder has been revealed that our attorney general, in the report, they were intentionally selling guns to the Mexican drug lords so that they would come into America and create violence so they could create new gun laws to control the guns in America.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, at what point do you impeach somebody when they're violating their own citizens are dying because they're trying to impede the Constitution, you know, and, you know, make sure that when you're listening to this, you're hearing this, go to the VFN Torch. If you're listening on the Torch right now to this highlight, look at related articles, because there's going to be one there that says, you know, I swear about an oath. Everybody in from the president to the Senate to the Congress to your governor to your military personnel to brand new citizens that are coming into the country, we all swear an allegiance. We swear an allegiance to no other government,
right?
You know, to no other potentates and no other princes, and we just break right. all those, and we say that we swear to protect and defend the Constitution mm-hmm. of the United States of America from enemies foreign,
mm-hmm.
which means people, that means, because, you know, terminologies have changed so much today, which means people that are not in America.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From enemies foreign and domestic. Domestic means this, then that when there could be enemies in America, mm-hmm. in your state, in your county, in your city that are against the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And Constitution, the very word Constitution means that's what we're made up of. It's like, you know, your body, your constitution of your body. What are you made up as a person? Well, America is made up of the United States Constitution. Everything's derived from that Constitution that says this is how people will be treated. You know, all of our rights come from God. We have a right to pursue. Everybody has a right to pursue happiness, but not a right to happiness. You know, and that, you know, these. It's just... And so, you know, that you have a right to worship God. The government can make no laws concerning that. Right now, so many constitutional rights are being violated. And, of course, you can listen to Josiah. You know, listen to Josiah on VFN TV. Go to VFN TV now, and you can watch it at VFNTV.com. And, you know, sometimes God just says, that's it. You know, that's it. I mean, he did, yeah. You know, when he created man and, you know, Methuselah's grandson's name was Noah. And, you know, men just kept on having evil on their mind all the time. Evil was on the heart all the time. And he says, listen, the Spirit of God is not going to always contend with mortal men. He's just a mortal man. And he cut men's years down from like 700 to 900 years mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. 120 years.
Right.
And then he's going to destroy everybody except for Noah at that point.
Right.
You know, people say, well, that doesn't happen. Well, keep on reading.
That's
you know, read all the way to Revelation and realize that we can't keep on contending with God and think it's a blessing. And, mm-hmm. and I, you know, I have to be honest with you that it wasn't until we started losing it did I start realizing it. Mm-hmm. And there was so much mire in America, religious mud, if you would, or just a mire that you just couldn't, you know, you just had to shake yourself continually to keep the religion off of you long enough to have a relationship with God, to hear what God was saying. you know, Pharisees and Sadducees mindset, religious mindsets going like, let's just keep, you know, beating the drum and rowing the boat. And it's like, why? Mm-hmm. You know, why? You know, we're not doing what God says do. And
right.
And, but you know, when you know better, you do better. And we didn't just get here. As you hear when we talk about the virtual stadium, this has been a progression to get to this point.
Right.
And what we say is what we actually know to be true. And it's not some other man's experience. This is our experience. And it's a shocker. But you know what? We've been shocked so many times. Yeah. It's just like, okay, all right, pick your leg up and let's move on. Mm-hmm. That, okay, fine. We find out. That's all God wants us to do is just find out and realize that we've been wrong.
Right.
And begin to do right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about that. What's so important is that, you know, we just got to ask ourselves this question, you know, before we even begin this process, because it's so amazing. Before you even open your mouth, you know, today's believer, Christian, they're ready to argue before you even open your mouth. Mm-hmm. You haven't even opened your mouth yet, and they're preparing to argue with you.
Right.
And it's like, first let me... say what I was going to say.
Loud and wrong.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Bad
right.
combination. You know what I'm saying? Bad combination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. And so, you know, you first have to ask yourself this. You need to ask yourself this. And I encourage you before you talk to anybody about truth, ask them this. There's no sense discussing truth with somebody who is what part don't you understand? I'm not going to do that. You know, and a religious mindset is this. I've convinced myself that God says it's okay for me to walk in disobedience. So don't mess that up.
Right.
But so he tells us, you know, we need to first ask yourself this question. before you argue, if what I read or hear or what I'm about to discuss tells me that God wants me to acknowledge what I'm doing is wrong and totally do something totally different than what I'm doing, would I stop and change with a willing heart?
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Yeah, my question was regarding this sanctity of life and abortion and partial birth abortion. What is a physician's stand when he performs abortions or she performs abortions, considering the fact that they took the Hippocratic Oath, which says they will do everything in their power to withhold and sanctify life?
You know, the fascinating aspect about that is I watched the testimony and participated in the trial in New York, and in that particular case, they don't really care about what their oath said. They believe that there's an unfettered, non-restrictive right to abortion at any time during a pregnancy, from the first month to the ninth. And they see no distinction between even the child who's outside of the womb and that abortion taking place versus one that's in the first month. They look at it all the same.
Visit us at ACLJ.org.
God is doing some amazing, amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Sai. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, get download our app or whatever. But we want to keep in a continual conversation with you with that, because we got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable. God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, and the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us, and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart. It's not like a default setting, like we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God, he says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind, the original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind, and you can say, you know what, this particular city is like the city that Lot was in, so I'm going to find me another city under a man or a woman of God who loves God, who hears from God, and I'm going to plant myself right there, and that's where me and my family are going to sow, we're going to be faithful to God. We're going to pray God for that, pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us, and we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at VFNDreamCenter.com, VFNDreamCenter.com. For more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting what God is doing. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
believe it or not, that's a legitimate question. It's a shocker to people because they got to pause and think. And if they're honest, you know, if they answer no, just relax, move on. They just said no to Jesus. Move on. If they say yes with a reluctant, yes, you know, they're preparing to tell you why they're not. But think about this. If that's true, then they've pre-decided that they want God to line up with them, not them line up with him. They're wanting to make and mold their own God instead of receiving God for who he is. I mean, you think about it. That's what happens, right? That's exactly how a nation falls, and that's what goes on. And so in that, an argument is a different viewpoint. It's just an argument. It's not necessarily raising your voice. We talked about personalities the other day. I don't know. What's the name of that segment of personalities? You need to hear that.
Uniquely you.
Uniquely you. We're all made differently, which means we all argue differently. Mm-hmm. But an argument is just a different viewpoint, which means you could have two ladies sitting in a coffee shop, and they're both having their Frappo Capo Nappuccinos, Moco flavors, and one lady with her little pinky sticking out and says, you know, well, I think it's left. And the other lady goes, takes a little sip of her coffee, you know, and sticks her little pinky out, and she says, well, you know, I was really thinking it's kind of not really left. It's kind of, that's an aggressive argument. No, right. Well, it could be right or wrong, but it's an argument. You know, and some people argue in a way that people think that it can't be an argument because nobody's raising their voices. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you right now, there is a lot, an argument is just a different viewpoint. It's a total, it's just a different viewpoint. It's all it is. It's not somebody yelling. It's not somebody breaking dishes. It's not somebody, you know, taking off in some car somewhere or whatever you would consider, you know, that's an argument, you know. And you look at news today, you know, the sold out news, the only thing they call an argument is something that looks aggressive like that. Sure. But the reality is the worst arguments are like the judo type arguments where they go with you a little bit and then they throw you, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's so many arguments. There's so many different viewpoints that are being cast out before people right now. And Christians are not standing up with the right viewpoint, and they're just letting that other viewpoint just come across the land and come across the God's people and come across pulpits. And it's like, dude, if he or she is lying to you, I don't care how high their pulpit is, tell them that they're lying. Mm-hmm. Tell if you know that they're lying, if you know that's not true, don't buy into the organization and deny the organism. Listen, if it's a lie, it's a lie. Mm-hmm. And this is what God tells us to do. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, and this is what we wrestle with, is these lies. It's the fiery darts of the enemy, different mindsets, different viewpoints other than God's viewpoints. And 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6 tells us, he says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. So it's not like we're talking physical war or that type of thing. It's just different viewpoints. He says, on the contrary, that our weapons have divine power to the demolishing of a stronghold. Mm-hmm. And a stronghold is it's a mindset. It's what you think about something. That it can be a good stronghold, it can be a bad stronghold. Now how it's revealed whether it's a bad or a wrong stronghold is when you get into God's word and God says, wrong mindset. You know, right. That's not the way you do marriage. That's not the way you do finance. That's not the way you raise children. That's, you know, mm-hmm. You finally go, okay, I see. I was living by a mindset that's different than what God's mindset. So I realized that if I start contending, if I hang on to this wrong mindset and say, I'm going to go this way, then I'm arguing with God. It's an argument. It's a different viewpoint. Or I could say, like the very question that somebody asked me, am I willing to change my ways if God says my ways are wrong? And I say, in a heartbeat, that's all I'm trying to do. Because a lot of times we could be doing, we're doing our best to serve God that we love, but we just didn't know it was wrong. And as soon as we find out it's wrong, we change our ways. That's all God wants. And he knows. He knows whether we knew it was wrong or not. Mm-hmm. And those are beautiful people. It's called the ability to repent. Mm-hmm. And so then he says, so we have divine power to the demolishing, which means annihilating and destroying these wrong ways of thinking, which is strongholds. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, you know, some people are serving 5 years in prison. Some people are serving a sentence that's 10 years. Some people are serving a sentence that's 20 years. But many, many people who are believers are serving sentences. I am not worth anything for 5 years now, and they're planning to serve 10 more years. I cannot do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'll serve 5 years on that. I will never have a financial breakthrough. 20-year sentence on that. My marriage will never be good. 5-year sentence on that. You know, then these all these wrong different sentences versus the sentence what God says. He says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. I got the keys. I got the keys, bro, of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is within me. If I want the kingdom of God to be around me, I'll loose it from inside of me. And if I want you to have the kingdom as well, I will preach the kingdom to you and give you an opportunity. I am walking on top of my circumstances. My circumstances are not walking on top of me. In the sentences that we're serving, and a lot of people are, you hear them over again, you say, oh, they're serving 10 years on that. It's been 10 years now I've been hearing that sentence come out of their mouth.
That's right.
You know, it's like, you're trying to put me in that sentence. I don't want that sentence. You know?
Can we get past the sentence?
Can we get past that sentence? Right. You know, I am not serving time with you, but let me know when you get out or get some time and we'll visit.
And I don't even want to visit you while you're serving.
That's exactly it. You know, I told you you'd be free. You're free, you know, but you have to demolish it through God. You got to find out what God's viewpoint is in that. Mm-hmm. He says, in verse 5, he says, so we demolish arguments.
Mm-hmm.
So we can demolish that argument that's against what God says about us and about our nation and how we should live as his people. And every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Listen, this Communist Manifesto, their ultimate goal is to their war is not with men. Their war is not with liberal or conservative parties. Their war is not with, and it's a world war, it's not with America. It's their war is against God. That's the war. They're fighting against God. They don't, whether they know it or they don't know it. They may know it or not know it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming against God's strongholds, right way of thinking, and the way God says that his creation should be. And so we have, we can demolish every argument and pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. But listen, if you're not a disciple, if you haven't even been in the Word, and you're not even abiding with God, reading his Word, you don't even know what a lie is. Mm. When somebody's telling you need to read your Bible religiously, you know, I don't blame you for not reading. But somebody's telling you, listen, you might be living some lies and not know it, and it's going to cost you eternity if you don't find out that you need to cast down this argument that you've been living under and live free from it. You know, we can demolish every argument, every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
And what the truth does, when we know the truth, it's light. It lets us know what's wrong in our life and what's right in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn to the cross and say, Lord, please remove this thing from my life. I don't want this thing in my life. And God empowers us. He forgives us and he sets us free from it. Then he says, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. People say, you know, I just tried, you know, and I just like, you know, you ain't tried nothing. You didn't try nothing. Did you change your friends? Did you change your job? Did you change where you live at?
Mm-hmm.
Did you start actually abiding with God and reading his word? Did you start fellowshipping with believers who are going in a direction that you knew God was calling you to be in? Or did you stay with a crowd that actually was still going in the wrong direction? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you really doing? I mean, because we're supposed to take those thoughts and force them. Are you still watching junk on TV and wondering why your mind is junk? Mm-hmm. You know, and you spend 5 minutes in the Word, but you spend, you know, 6 hours on the broadcast media, which has been overtaken with the agenda.
Catch a clue, right?
Catch a clue. And it just matters what you think. It matters what's going on. And we can demolish those things. And then he tells us, he says, when we force it to be in compliance, make it obedient to Christ. And the carnal mind will never submit to the ways of God. There's always going to be a contention there. So you know what? It takes the power of God to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do it. And he says, and once we do this, he said, we'll be ready to punish every act of disobedience once our obedience is complete. Don't let anybody tell you that grace is a permission to sin, because genuine grace received from God is accompanied by genuine holiness or a desire to be holy, which means separating ourselves from that which separates us from God. Be strong, Be courageous. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't let these arguments overrule our nation, overrule your church, or overrule your family, your marriage, or your life. Fight the good fight of faith.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today. Oh my goodness, aunties. Listen, if you're looking for some barbecue, you got to go get some ribs, some pulled pork, and so much more. In Cantonment, you don't want to miss it. Highway 29th and go north and let your nose lead you the way. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, it doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that China, John, is praying in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah. Listen to this right now.
We won't only win. We will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talk to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now. And the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. The entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility. We are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us, is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing, he said, go be the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that in this dark world, that it's dark. And so if we're light, if you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness,
right.
But you're actually bringing light into that area.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace and your home, just let it play and just let the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello. I want to talk a little bit about seeking. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to talk about seeking because, you know, men for a long time have been seekers. They really have.
Right.
And the question is often, you know, what are we seeking? You know, some have sought money. Some have sought fame. Mm. Right?
Right.
Some have sought luxury. And some have sought a name, a status.
Right.
You know, or sought. They sought after relationships and they sought after love.
Mm-hmm.
Houses and cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, who's seeking God?
Mm.
Who's seeking God? And the thing is that you have to search God out. You know, if you want a relationship with God, I mean, he puts the seek in us. It's not like we have mm-hmm. to, you know, right. start from scratch. If you're seeking and you're looking, mm-hmm. and many are today, let me tell you, many, right. many are looking to God and for God. But, you know, that word seek means to go on a search or a quest
mm-hmm.
to try to find or discover by searching. And let me tell you something. If, you know, you can find a lot of things. I mean, you can search for a lot of things. But the question is, what are you searching for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes people say, well, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy in our life. I just mm-hmm. want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that happiness is just something that just happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's circumstantial oftentimes, right. based upon what's happening in your life.
All right. And it's short-lived a lot of times.
Very short-lived. I mean, get the new iPhone and 2 minutes is gone. I mean, that feeling is that's it. Yep. You know?
Time for an upgrade.
It just went away. I mean, mm-hmm. It's fleeting moments. mm-hmm. Get the new car, you're excited, and then the reality of a payment and the first spill.
right. Or the trash thrown on your floor.
Yeah, you know, you wouldn't know nothing about that.
No.
But anyway, but think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fleeting. And joy comes from the Lord, because you can have joy residing on the inside of you
mm-hmm.
no matter what you're going through, because God brings joy. Jesus brings joy, having a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Psalms 27:4 says, "One thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Mm. Man, I remember when I first came to God, I'm like, man, this is me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just need to do one thing right now. I mean, I've been searching and doing so many. I've been all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That I just need to focus on this one thing.
Yeah.
And that's seeking God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If that's you today and you maybe you've are just coming to God, or maybe you've been following the Lord for a long time and you've been distracted. You know, you can seek deeper
mm-hmm.
into God and the ways of God and having a relationship with him. Luke 9 says, the Word of God says, "So I say to you, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks,
mm-hmm.
receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened."
Right.
There's a verse of scripture that says, "It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search it out."
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to spend time with the Lord.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be no osmosis experience here. We're talking about growing in God. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. just going to jump in, or just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
19%, according to George Barna, 19%. Why are we talking about this? Because only 19% of the church, according to George Barna statistics,
mm-hmm.
actually read the Bible.
That's,
I mean,
right.
how can you go after God? How can you have a heart that's for him? How can you seek him out, his ways, his will, his plans?
Right.
For your life, for your family's life, for your destiny in God, if you're not even abiding or spending time in his word.
That's right.
I mean, that's not a recipe for success here. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No time with God and trying to see God at the same time. No, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Right? So this is important. Because we can be going through emotion. And going through, you know, some, we talked about it yesterday, Matthew West's song, and I'm just going through, he says, "I don't want to go through the motions. I don't, right. just don't want to live one more day
mm-hmm.
without your all-consuming, you know, power, basically, on my life."
Right.
And at some point, enough has to be enough. I love what Hebrews 11:6 says, that, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
That's right.
Dude, there are rewards to seeking God.
Absolutely.
You know, there are rewards when you say, you know what, I'm going to get my life right. I'm going to get my priorities right. I'm going to have a heart that's for God, and I'm going to seek him. I'm going to search out his ways. I'm going to make him number one in my life. I've been listening to VFN radio, and you know what? I don't want to be that 19%. I want to be one that abides with the Lord. Right. You know, you can go to, you can get a simple plan. If you're listening today, you can go to get a simple plan at iabide.org. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. Right. And it's a plan where how you can begin to seek after God, make him the first. But listen, there's a reward. Says, you know, listen, if you're going to come to him, you got to believe he exists, number one. You can't search a God that you don't believe exists. And then, you know, he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him out.
Well, think about that. I mean, every day we get a chance to seek his face.
Yeah.
Every single day. You know, personally, I do my abiding in the mornings. You know, it's just, I mean, it's the most quietest time. It's most clear-headed. It's before all the distractions of, you know, your day. And I'm just amazed of all the time. You know, sometimes you just, there's days you just ain't feeling it. You know, it's just, it's tough because everything's coming against you a lot of times. But I'm just amazed how many times, you know, how God just
shows
speaks. He shows up. You know, the revelation that comes, you know, when it just blows me away. You know, when we earnestly seek him, like you said, he speaks to you.
Yeah. I mean, James says that if we draw close to God, he will draw close to us. I've said it before that your first step often determines God's second step. You know, but you got to take the first step. You have to take spiritual responsibility for your own personal walk. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that same statistic, George Barna quotes, that only 3% of all believers actually feel a personal responsibility for their own spiritual development.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we were joking earlier about Peter's T-shirt about, you know, get your own groceries, eat your own groceries. And what we're talking about is that you need to not trust and rely on hearing God's voice, not just from, you know, a message, a preached message, or maybe from a pastor that shared with you, or listen, that, you know, a devotional, somebody else's groceries. It's just someone else's abiding time that they wrote down in a book, and you're reading their experience with God. And sure, it could minister to you. Sure, it could bless you. But there's nothing like that one word from God
To you.
To you.
Nothing.
I mean, come on. You know, that right there alone will set you apart.
Absolutely.
I forget who that young boy from Kentucky used to say. He says, that'll crank your tractor. We used to know him. It's skipping me right now, but he says, that used to crank my tractor.
Steve? No, I think I know you're talking about. Somebody we know, like, or minister?
Yeah, someone, it's slipping me right now, but I remember the quote.
Sounds like something Ray Hughes would say.
It really cranks my tractor, but listen, we're not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And you can seek God when times are seemingly good, but let me tell you, there could be a situation. I mean, we talked about Manasseh a little bit yesterday, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There could be some trials and some tribulations that could really help you put the seek in you. You know what I mean? When things start drying up and things, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, where's that Bible? Where's my journal? Don't bother me. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what pain and suffering does in terms of being, you know, on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. When you look at the early church and they're persecuting the book of Acts, they were like, man, they didn't miss nobody. And they were like, we're gonna
they showed this up early.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know?
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like wisdom from those who have gone before us. I mean, think about it. Reverend Billy Graham has reached the world. He's being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren here on Fox News, and she's asking him a very important question. It's something that we talk about all the time about an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But listen to the wisdom of Reverend Billy Graham as she asks him a very important question. We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love Him and adore Him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States. Because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
I mean, think about it. All this wisdom, and the Word of God, the Word of God tells us, imitate those that have gone before us. We can either start again like we have not borrowed the experience and grown from those wisdom that has gone before us, such as Reverend Billy Graham, or we could say, you know what? He's right. I'm going to apply the wisdom that he's learned in his life, and I'm going to begin to abide. In my schedule, in my time, it's going to be specifically how I love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. If you don't have a plan right now how to abide with God, this is what we talk about continually. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today that we have available for you, so you can begin to walk in this wisdom today. It's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
And sometimes we can just fall asleep and fall back in the luxury and the blessed land that we have here in the United States. I mean, this is a blessed land. We have so much at our disposal.
I was just thinking that this morning. I think about that message. Can you stand to be blessed? Every time Israel got blessed, they fell right back into idolatry. I mean, and that's the same today. Nothing's changed, you know?
So true. That is a powerful message. Maybe somehow we can make that available to those who subscribe. But can you stand to be blessed? I mean, so many times people want a blessing from the Lord. They God bless me with a car, bless me with a job, bless me with a marriage, bless me with children. And so God, listen. Who does not want to bless their children? Who does not want to give their children the best of the best, if you know, if that's what they can do and it's going to benefit them the most, you know? Who doesn't want to be kind-hearted and generous in that way? I mean, the stopping and the blessing is not on God's part here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
The clog is not there. God wants to bless us, but the question is, and the question to you is, can you stand to be blessed?
Yeah.
And you go back and you inventory some you know, others' lives and some situations and maybe your own that when God did bless you with the job, when God did answer your prayer and gave you the child, when they said you are not going, no way, no. No, when you pray for a spouse and you were tired of being alone, I mean, you were just tired of being alone and I need
just
help.
Just wanted somebody to talk to.
I just want
to share those times with.
Don't do it to me today. Don't do it to me today. I just want to talk to someone. I just want to be there, you know. And now God gave you that someone. And now you don't, you know, now, wait a second. You don't want to leave.
Yeah. Now you can't get up.
And the other one doesn't want to, you know,
you can't open your Bible.
Follow God, you know, submit to his ways. It's like, come on now. Mm-hmm. Isn't this what you prayed for? Isn't this what you wanted? You got the job. I mean, you were unemployed. The job that you had wasn't right. They were treating you wrong. You were suffering. And God bless you and put you in a good place where they were taking care of you and paying you a nice wage.
Yeah.
And now that God bless you with the job, now can't gather with the fellowship. I can't be out in the harvest field. I can't do a prayer watch. I can't pray. I can't. My job.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many things that get blamed on because of a job. Like, you know, you just have to do this. You know?
Yeah. Well, God can fix that.
Oh, yes, he can. Yes, he can.
I've seen it.
You know?
It.
Oh, tell it. Me about it. Mm. And the thing about it, too, is like, you know what? Then just get another job. But we're talking about seeking God. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between seeking God's hand and seeking God's face.
That's right.
You can't seek God's provision and God's, you know, protection and you know, get me out of jail or hell free card and just what God can do for me.
Yeah. So there's a difference between seeking God's face and seeking his hand, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't, you know, and you can't do both. And the thing is that if you just focus on seeking God, you know, because oftentimes people think that if my way to this answer, since I know God holds everything in his hands, I'll just cozy up to God and bat my eyes and, you know, listen, God cannot be fooled and he will never be manipulated.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, you cannot play God. Let me just help you out real quick. You know what I mean? Because it's better just to come so sincere to the Lord and seek him for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And like you were talking about earlier, John, is that, you know, when you're seeking God, you know, that's when the rewards come. You know, if you're focusing on him, then he's bringing all these other things that, because he knows what you need before you even ask of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so, but when you're seeking his face, he's just going to bless you that way. He's going to bring it, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, Greg used to do this, what was that called? You know, he preached this message one time and where he was talking about, you know, man, he did a, the words are escaping me.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about. You know, where he brought somebody up on stage and, you know, when his eyes were focused on God, was just
he did
like
a little illustration.
Yeah, he did an illustration where, you know, where God was just like sticking, you know, he needed some money, put it in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Needed some clothes, put a jacket on him, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's what God does for us. When we're focused on him, he takes care of our needs.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Then all these things will be given to you.
That's right.
Then, right?
Then.
And also, we talked about this as well yesterday, is that, you know, the word tells us in Isaiah 55:6 that seek the Lord while he may be found.
Mm.
Call on him while he is near. Let me tell you, there is a time for seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't respond to the Lord's gentle call, if you don't respond to the Lord's gentle whisper, I mean, he's put people in your life. He's surrounded you with help. He's trying to get a hold of you.
Mm.
If you don't respond in the time when he is near, you know, Jesus was in his ministry, was continually moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, he was about the Father's business. You know, and there's a time where you can call out to God. I remember the man on the side of the road that is beating his chest in his Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Mm. I mean, he was going to be determined that he was going to be heard. He was blind. And I'm going to see God, even though people are looking at me crazy.
Yeah, tell him to shut up, go away.
You're making a scene, man. Mm-hmm. You're making a scene. Don't you think you're being a little too radical by showing up early? Don't you think you're being radical by abiding every day? Don't you understand?
But what did Jesus do?
Went straight to him.
Yeah.
Went straight to him.
What can I do for you?
What can I do for you? And you want to get the attention of God? Mm. Seek him for the right reasons. We already know he's going to reward you.
Yeah.
We already know he's going to reward you. I like in 2 Chronicles 15:2 says, the Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he'll be found by you. Mm. I mean, he's not trying to play a hide and go seek. This is not a hard thing to do. You know, he's not a mystery, no matter what you've been told. He is a very relatable God. Mm. But we have to put him in a place of honor. We've got to put him in the place of value. We're just not going to bump into him. And we don't want to be casual in our approach to him. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to approach him with reverence. We need to approach him like we spoke about earlier, with the fear of the Lord. And we want to desire his presence. We want to desire his will. We want to seek him for who he is. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever maybe have a small children and you're like, you know, you want to go out with me somewhere and go for a ride?
Oh, yeah.
And they start asking you, well, where are we going?
Where are we going? What are we doing?
Yeah. Are you going to buy me something? Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you with me because you want
to
ride?
My kids used to do that.
Until you left them home?
Yep. I said, well, never mind. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
You know? And they finally got it.
Well, yeah.
They don't ask anymore.
Yeah. And then what does a good dad do if you're out? But, well, yeah, here's a pack of gum.
Or I'll swing into McDonald's or whatever and get an ice cream cone. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
They love that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure they do. You know, but that's what it's all about. We desire to be in a relationship with those that want to seek us for us. Mm-hmm. And God wants to bless you.
Right.
He wants to bless you, but can you stand to be blessed?
That's right.
Motives are so important. The why of what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, means so much. We've heard it before. 100 people could be doing the very same exact thing, mm-hmm. but only one person can have the right motive. You know, of why they're doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And in your quest to walk out a relationship with the Lord and in your journey here to have an abiding relationship with God, you can make things very simple and not complicated. Mm-hmm. When we go back to Psalms 27:4, right from the beginning, and remember one thing. It's so important to be single-minded when it comes, focused on one thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in this temple. If you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today. The $50 Eye Guy, where they have everything from wrecks to specs. If you want to visit them today, they're right across from Home Depot in Pensacola. Visit a $50 Eye Guy today so you can see. AB Mobile Mechanics, fast, friendly, and fair. Everything from ACs to water pumps, on-site repair all over the Gulf Coast. Give them a call today. Contact ADTS, Security and Alarm Monitoring. If you want to secure your home or your business, contact them today for all of your security needs. Cameras, monitoring, and even medical pendants. Do it today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.